Was there a framework on anything? And also, did the Iranian frozen assets come up? And did you reach any conclusions on those frozen assets?
We talked about all those issues, Jen, and we talked about a number of issues beyond that. And so certainly those things came up. But again, we just could not get to a situation where the Iranians were willing to accept our terms. I think that we were quite flexible. We were quite accommodating. The president told us, you need to come here in good faith and make your best effort to get a deal. We did that. And unfortunately, we weren't able to make any headway. Preston.
Mr. Vice President, how often did you communicate with President Trump throughout the negotiations? There are reports that there were multiple rounds where there were breaks in between negotiations. How often did you communicate with the president throughout those rounds, and what was he saying as you were going through these negotiations that you said fell short?
Yeah, obviously, we were talking to the president consistently. I don't know how many times we talked to him, a half dozen times, a dozen times over the past 21 hours. We obviously also talked to Admiral Cooper, to Pete, to Marco, to the entire national security team. We talked to Scott Bessent a number of times. So look, we were constantly in communication with the team because we were negotiating in good faith. And we leave here with a very simple proposal, a method of understanding that is our final and best offer. We'll see if the Iranians accept it.